Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, a sport we don't talk much about right here in our own backyard. The Warehouse will be the flat track setting Saturday night for roller derby, a night for the Bloomington Blockheads taking on the Southern Illinois Roller Girls at 6:30. Marketing Director Purple Fury, what can the fans expect to see from your squad Saturday night?
They can expect some hard hits, unexpected turns on some skates. It's a great time, not without excitement through the entire bout, because roller derby is nothing but action, and it's a full contact sport, so you will see a lot of hard hits out there.
Well, you know, and you're playing on the flat track at the Warehouse. Talk a little about that, and does that change the strategy much in the bout?
The flat track also, it's a slower strategy, so the strategy is low and slow typically for flat track, is you want to squat down as far as you can, keep your target area low, and then also keeping speed of the pack on the track as slow as you can, because then you can control the other jammer.
That's Purple Fury. Ticket information online at BloomingtonBlockheads.com. First whistle Saturday at 6:30 at the Warehouse on South Rogers. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Who's your football names I think you're familiar with? Jalen Lucas, Aaron Casey, Noah Pierre. They'll be joining Tom Allen for a Big Ten Media Day at Lucas Oil Stadium next Thursday. Of course, season number 7 for Tom looming against Ohio State Saturday, September 2nd at 3:30 out at the stadium. It'll be on CBS. Tom was telling us first time a Big Ten game has been on CBS since 1986. A whole lot of new guys, offensively, defensively, makes for some interesting fall camp adjusting or fitting the pieces together. Big time, huh, Tom?
It can be challenging in some ways, but also refreshing in others, because you've got, when you talk about a depth chart being set in stone, it's not that way at all. That excites me as the coach, because this is an important year for us. And obviously the guys that were here understand that. We've got new guys that came here for a purpose. They came here to play.
And win. That's the bottom line. 6-18 the last 2 years. Ball camp just around the corner. Game 2, Reds Giants tonight. Tommy Thrall's pregame at 6:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.